This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
The song playing in the background is Ria the Soul, Cypher It, CK, Manginawe. We on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency. And as I promised, I'm joined on the line by the brother himself. We all know him as Ria the Soul. He's a DJ and producer at the forefront of the soulful Amapiano movement. With a new body of work coming up later this year, he's here to share all he has right now with us. My brother Ria.
Yo, how are you, brother?
I'm good, my brother. Thank you so much, man, for coming through, taking your time on.
Thank you so much.
Day, man. Happy Youth Day, my brother.
Am I still youthful? Thank you for having me, bro.
No, one time, my dog, one time. So, I mean, Ria, as we celebrate, you know, Youth Day today, one thing, we are grateful for the ability, you know, and the freedom to create. But what does this, you know, day mean for you as an artist living in South Africa?
Exactly that. It's really just an opportunity for us to reflect on what the people, the kids of 1976 did to sacrifice their time, their lives, their families, and everything in between to make sure that we can live the life that we live today. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. That's cool.
So, I mean, you can imagine it was not as easy as it is today for careers like ours to be a thing, you know, it was during that time, it was very much curated that we'd have to work specific jobs and make a certain amount of money and live a certain life. And all of that has changed because of the sacrifices that they made. So
100%.
It's really an opportunity for us to just be graceful and remember.
No, one time. Thank you so much for that, my brother. I mean, the last time we spoke, you had just dropped your EP titled Nah Ma, right? How have you evolved, Mandrea, like as an artist from that era?
The music is mature. Uh-huh. The music is more mature. The music is a lot more personal right now.
Wow.
Because what happened was, after we finished working on that project, that was in 2024, if you remember correctly.
Yeah, yeah.
Then there was a 2-year gap of no projects, no releases, none whatsoever, because of like personal issues, just battling a lot of imposter syndrome, figuring out what is it that I want to do. Do I really want to do this? Does this make sense? Creativity blogs and all of that. And between all of that, the one thing that really tied and kept me alive and kept me grounded and kept me attached to who I am was just the music. So I always say that the music that I make is a reflection of my experiences. And with the previous project, I was in a very happy romantic relationship, and that's why it is heavily reflected in the music that we're making then. Right now, it's more dark, it's more sad, it's more, you know, all of that stuff, and it's very personal. Also, like, considering that you have to pop out to express those type of feelings that are not so good. No, it's easy to talk about the good stuff, you know what I mean?
100%.
I could sit here and tell you about all the good things that happened in my life, but the moment you ask me, but what about the other side, it becomes a complex, difficult conversation. So that is the difference. The music is very vulnerable. It's very reflective as well. And also, toward the end of the project, the way we structured it, it's very beautiful because there's moments of grace where we like, you know what, as much as things are not as great as we would have loved for them to be, it could have always been way worse than it is. No. So there's the songs that give grace and the songs that give hope. It's a very personal project that is very, very close to my heart.
No. Respect, man. I mean, we now speaking about, you know, your new single, Buyele Khaya, right? I mean,
yes, sir.
What inspired this, man? You know, as you mentioned, the way the music is just so personal and what, but, you know, I just want to find out from you, man, you know, what inspired this deeply personal record and how much of it, you know, as you mentioned, that it's things that you went through, things that you hardly speak about, but what actually influenced this?
So during this process of making this album, this EP rather, the 2 years process, right? We dropped now in April 2024, and between then and now, we've been working on this project.
Okay.
And it was a constant reiteration of just back and forth in studio sessions and trying to make the songs that really reflect what I'm experiencing right now. Mm-hmm. And the interesting part about this song is that it's the one song where there was no iteration none whatsoever. I started working on the beat and I sent it to the soul. I'm like, yo, dude, finish up this project. Let's see what happens. He finishes up the production side and then he goes on to call Umi's Q to come and do the vocals and to sing and songwrite. And I'm like, yes, this is the perfect song. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a song that was inspired by anything for me, but it made sense to me to have it on this project. Because obviously when you work on a project that's 8 tracks, you don't make 8 tracks and then drop 8 tracks.
Yeah.
You work on, I think we did over 60 songs and we had to cut it down to like 8. So this is, out of all the songs that we did, this is the one song where I heard it for the first time and I'm like, yes, this is definitely going into the EP and it's going to be the lead single to my project.
Yeah.
And then later on, because I mean, at the time when the song was done, I didn't even know who Miss Q was. So when we eventually linked up and had the conversation, I'm like, dude, what's going on? What's the song about? Because first of all, before I actually tell you the story, for me, songs are an open book. I don't like asking the stories behind the songs because I want the songs to speak to me however they speak to me, right? Mm. So for me, as much as it may sound like it's a very romantic song, but for me it's a song of hope. Like sometimes you just want to be a lekaya, and that be a lekaya may not necessarily be a person or a physical building. It could literally be yourself, like you wanting to reconnect with the previous version of the person that you were. You know what I mean? So I thought, that's what the song meant to me.
Oh.
And then when we had the conversation, it's like, oh no, there's this person that I used to see that I still really care deeply about.
Yeah.
And this is me saying to them to come back home. I'm like, oh, that's a very interesting story. Yeah. So that's the summary of the creative process of the whole song.
And speaking of which, man, I mean, beyond music, you've also ventured into the world of food and content creation through your cooking series.
Yeah.
So how did that passion develop? And, you know, what, similarities do you see between creating a great meal and a great song?
You know how silly it actually started, this thing? It's actually so funny. So when I was still in high school, my mom literally taught me how to cook, like all the basic stuff. The staple food in the house. So in that process, that's obviously where you learn what seasoning does to food, how much of what to add to stuff, you know what I mean? So that's at the core of it. And then in 2022, that's pretty much when my career started picking up.
Okay.
And being on the road for that long and that much time had me eating a whole lot of junk food.
Mm.
And take out, you know, you don't sleep at the right time, you wake up tired, you're too lazy to cook. By the time you recover, it's time to go outside again. If it's not outside, it's studio, it's whatever. So during that whole process, I got to a point where I was like, yo, I'm actually tired. I felt like I've eaten from every restaurant and I've eaten every single meal.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much how I started then making food for myself. And I thought, oh man, I actually really enjoyed this thing. Like it helps me reconnect with my mother, even in distance, you know? Because every time I'm cooking, I'm thinking about the times that we used to chill in the kitchen and we cook together and she'd tell me, yo, do this, do that, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just thought to my team, how about we document this thing? And we started documenting it, putting it on social media, and the reception was amazing. I was like, okay, we need to continue doing this thing because clearly people are interested in that.
Yeah, they're loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, one time for that, man. And as we wrap it up, you know, what would you like to say to your fans that are tuned in right now as we gear up for the 26th of June for your EP drop, Head Above Water?
It gets better. That's really the simplest thing I can say. Because, I mean, I'd like to believe I'm a true testimony of that because like I said in the beginning of the conversation, I experienced my own hardships and battles. And for me to, even through all of that, being able to sit here and talk about how the music helped me get to the point that I am and everything in between, like it really does get better.
Yeah.
It really does get better. Like it is possible to get your head out of the depths of the ocean, you know, and actually do keep your head above water.
Nah, man. Ria, thank you so much for that. All the best in your future endeavors, for taking your time and joining us on the show. We're going to drop your song right now. We can't wait for the EP so that we can have and catch up on the conversation just to check on 100%. How it's doing, my brother. So have yourself a fantastic day further. Much love.
Thank you so much, my brother. Appreciate you for having me. Thank you to your listeners as well.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.